This is Will's Band of the Week for March 15th, 2020. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and I've got nobody in studio with me. Yep, it's one of those dreaded podcasts with no one else here. I tried to recruit somebody, but I only gave them 5 minutes notice, and no one answered the call. That's because I've got a travel week coming up. It's kind of sad because it should have been the travel that included South by Southwest. But we've talked enough about that. Next year, we sure hope. Anyway, I'm still likely to be on the road next week. And I thought, you know, we shouldn't make people go without a podcast. And there are so many good albums to talk about. So we'll throw some more music out there. This one's going to be lacking in the banter. But yeah, we'll let the music carry it. So we probably should start with Soccer Mommy. Yes, Soccer Mommy is the musical project of a woman named Sophie Allison from Nashville. I'm going to say she's on a trajectory to indie rock stardom, if she's not already considered an indie rock star. Her album a couple years ago called Clean, that got a lot of good reviews, and I have to say, it's one of those things that so many people were talking about it that I kind of moved on to other things. I didn't listen to it a whole lot. I had a general favorable impression. And then this one, it's probably not fair to use the term hype, but there was anticipation because she's got a good following. And so this new album is called Color Theory. And so with all the anticipation, it kind of made me think, I don't know, do I need to listen to this? The whole indie rock world will be listening to it. But I thought, might as well. And for some reason, the circumstances gave me, I don't know, made me less excited about it. But then I listened to it, and I thought, you know, she's very talented. And it's a very good album. So let's play some of it. We'll start with number 2, Circle the Drain.
Everything.
Soccer Mommy. Yeah, well done all around. It's got the hooks. It's got the singing talent, the production. She sort of talks about aspiring to be a pop star, but I hope she doesn't go too, you know, she's too good right now to be, you know, a bad pop star, right? All right, Sophie Allison from Nashville, also known as Soccer Mommy. So yeah, I'm going to say she avoided the sophomore slump, and I'm calling it the sophomore album. Nicholas likes that term, the second year reference. But if you go to her Bandcamp page, she's been putting out stuff, you know, the bedroom pop type stuff for quite a long time. So, but it just sort of feels like her second album is the second one that, you know, that got a major release, I guess. So let's play another track. I think this one might have been a single released before the whole album. It's number 8, Lucy. Soccer Mommy. So yeah, that's got it's got the wall of sound and the hooks and everything. The album is called Color Theory, and I'm going to play one more, and let's play one that it's one of the slower atmospheric ones, a couple of really good ones in that category, but I'm going to play number 4, Night Swimming.
Someone who's following the trail.
Soccer Mommy. I think I did it justice. The album is good. It's 10 songs, 44 minutes, and pretty consistent. So, yeah, if you like those, check it out. All right, now it's time for me, because there's nobody here to stop me, to talk about a Guided by Voices album. Yes, we can summarize once again. They put out about 3 albums a year. It's kind of way too many, but they love recording, writing and recording. And, you know, it's got to be interesting because they play live sets with, you know, over 2 hours long and with the rate of, or the, you know, the length of their songs, not very long. They probably play like 40 or 50 songs. But still, with the number of albums they put out, there's no way there's room in their set for more than a couple songs, right? Because they got to play all the classics. So, and I think they've been, you know, for quite a while, they've been pretty hit and miss. There's just so many albums. And I always listen to them at least once. And sometimes I think, all right, you know, that's enough. I listened to it now. I did my duty. But this one's a little different. This new one, I listened to it, and then I wanted to listen to it again. So I've actually listened to this one a few times. So it's worthy if you're inclined to listen to a Guided by Voices album. The new album is called Surrender Your Poppy Field, and it kind of kicks it into gear right away at the beginning. So let's play number one, Year of the Hard Hitter.
The high today is 20.
Yeah, kind of unpredictable, right? It's probably way beyond the point where anybody who's not a Guided by Voices fan is going to become one, or the other way around. So anyway, I think that's great. And let's play another one. How about, let's jump up to number 10, called Physician.
Oh,
Guided by Voices, the new album, Surrender Your Poppy Field. I think an argument can be made that Robert Pollard is the king of power pop. You know, I mean, that's pretty much a straightforward power pop song, but it's just cool, right? All right. I'm not going to convince anybody, but I'm going to play one more. Number 14 out of 15. You know, you think they're done. You think the album's just about over. They could sort of cruise, but then another catchy one comes on. It's great. Always Gone.
You can pick a fight, make it right. It's really all up to you how well to find a seam. Split the stream, and you know how to stick to it.
Yeah, so for people who have followed Guided by Voices for a while, you could just put that song on one of those mid-90s classics like B-1000 or Alien Lanes. That would just be fit right in. Everybody would be like, it's a classic. So there you go. You can't really do power pop better than that, in my opinion. So this album, I think I mentioned, it's 15 songs, and pretty much, you know, it goes all over the place a little bit, but interesting enough throughout, so very much worthy. So pretty cool. Aging rockers, and they're totally rocking. Guided by Voices, also known as GBV, if you're one of the cool people. That's what you call them. All right, let's go to Torres. I've been wanting to talk about this Torres album because I think it's really good. This is a woman named Mackenzie Scott who uses the name Torres as her performance name. And this is her fourth album, I believe. And I think in some respects, they've all been maybe a little bit inconsistent, but they all, you listen to them and you think, this is a really talented person. So I thought this one was worthy. It's called Silver Tongue. And let's play a track, then we'll talk a little bit more about it. We'll play number 3, Dressing America.
I know you like to keep us. Stay cold. Come on. You're always telling me I don't know who you are. Come on, mama. I tend to sleep with my boots on. Should I need to gallop over dark waters?
Torres. Yeah, that's undeniable, right? I'm going to call that undeniable. So Mackenzie Scott grew up in Macon, Georgia. Then she went to college in Nashville and then did what people do. She moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom. And has she achieved it? Kind of close. I think she's pretty highly regarded. I have no idea how many Spotify plays she has or how, you know, big of a crowd she can generate touring, but seems to be pretty well regarded and doing well, I believe. So that's cool. Let's play another track. The Torres album is called Silver Tongue, and we are going to play number 8, Gracious Day.
I don't want you going home anymore. I want you coming home. I don't want you going home anymore. I want you coming home. Once you cried, said love songs are not the songs that you inspire. But when I look far down to the end, it's you that I see by my side. And if you stayed to find out, I'd write you only love songs. I'd sing you only love songs. Like gracious day, you moved in like a wave of quiet grace. No surprise, honey, I'm gonna love you all my life. I don't want you going home anymore. I want you coming. You moved in like a wave of quiet grace. No surprise, honey, I'm
Torres. So sometimes I think it's almost a cliche when somebody's talking about a song and they say, oh, the singer is so vulnerable. And I sometimes think, well, they're a singer. They're putting themselves out there, you know. But it doesn't really strike a chord with me. But this song, you listen to that and you're like, that's vulnerable, right? I think it is in a really good way. Torres. Let's play track 1 because it's a good one called Good Scare.
Are you planning to love me through the bars of a golden cage? Don't make yourself sick with the wanting skittish thing. When you said you couldn't swing it,
we'll be right back.
Torres, the album is called Silver Tongue. It gets two thumbs up from me. We didn't really do thumbs, though. Like, it's not a one thumb. I don't know. The thumbs up thing came from, well, it's an old cliche, but it was the Siskel and Ebert movie review show. They always did the, you know, if they both liked it, it was two thumbs up. Sometimes they disagreed, though. All right. Let's play another album or feature another album. And this one, I've got to talk about the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. Because I've had this on my list of things to talk about now for a while. So we had Jem from Vacant Gardens on the podcast as a guest. It was so cool about a month ago. And her bandmate in Vacant Gardens is a guy named Glenn Donaldson. And he has another project called The Reds, Pinks, and Purples. And I hadn't even put it together until we had Jem on the podcast. And it was so cool that, you know, we kind of figured this out. And we almost got an interview set up with Glenn, but it's just been, well, as you can see from the cobbled together podcast here, I just haven't been organized enough to get that going. So I thought, well, we gotta talk about the album. And maybe Glenn's next album, we can maybe get him on the podcast. But this is really cool. It's a, well, it's funny because you might call it a bedroom pop thing. He calls it kitchen pop. I think there's a reference somewhere that he recorded it in his kitchen. So it's kind of a funny picture, right? I don't know. You get that picture in your head in a bedroom, you know, there's a bed there and there's a, you know, there's kind of amps kind of surrounding everything. And, you know, you kind of get that picture. The kitchen has a whole different picture, right? There's a kitchen table and there's stuff like strewn all over the table. Yeah. So apparently this is kitchen pop. He's got all kinds of stuff on Bandcamp, a whole bunch of singles, and it's pretty cool. So I would recommend going to the Reds, Pinks, and Purples Bandcamp page because it's a wealth of really good singles. But there is one full length album called Anxiety Art, and since we love albums, let's play some stuff from that album. Might as well start with track one. It's called Dead End Days.
Thought you might take control, but it's coming apart from the inside. Oh, you thought you might understand. Every sacrifice love demands. Jealousy, brutality. I'm beaten down to set me free. Let's talk about the good old days. All the unsolved dead days. Now that life is coming apart, your nostalgia's just a knife in my heart. Till your charm may overflow with it. Run into the glass and take another drink. Now that you have all that you need, don't worry about me.
That's the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. Some good 12-string leads on that. And a lot of this album. There's a lot of good 12-string guitar. Anxiety Art is the name of the album. And when you have a title track, and it's track 5, it's something you should play, right? I'm going to do it. Number 5, Anxiety Art. ¶¶
not coming back. You can't be happy today. You'll be sad again anyway. You'll be dead someday too. What can you do? First up, worst up, anxiety up, trying to find relief. Don't know where to stop, anxiety up. This part of town is okay, but it ain't what it used to be. The shops have all changed, and the neighbors are strange. You can't be happy today, you'll be sad again anyway. You'll be dead someday soon, with nothing to prove. First thought, worst thought, look where you are. Failing to ditch somewhere, but you try so hard. Anxiety on.
That's the title track, Anxiety Art, from the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. So if you want to read a little bit more about this, there's a review on a site called Raven Sings the Blues, and it's a blog. And it's apparent from reading this article that Glenn Donaldson is a total indie rock veteran. So these are some bands he's associated with. Sky Green Leopards, The Art Museums, Bird Tree, Giant Skyflower Band, and Flying Cannon. So, total indie rock veteran. He's got so much stuff to check out. But the Reds, Pinks, and Purples is what we're focusing on here. And I'm going to play another track. Let's jump up to number 10. There are a lot of good ones here. This one stood out a little bit, I think. It's called City Gardens.
Now it's coming true. But they would burn instead of you. An overdose and a new tattoo. With all the colors showing through. City Gardens, I'll meet you in the City Gardens. I'll meet you in the City Gardens. You are brave in almost everything, but you are cruel to what you love. Skyline or cigarette burns. A sentimental thing. City Gardens, I'll meet you in the City Gardens. I'll meet you in the City Gardens.
Okay, I think I've determined that's the hit right there. Put together the live band, play that, and it's awesome. City Gardens. That's the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. Anxiety Art is the album. Check it out. All right, that is all I have time for. I need to stop recording, edit this thing, put it up on the the internet, schedule it for release. And if there was some significant indie rock thing that happened and I'm not talking about it, it's because I'm recording this a week and a half before it's almost 2 weeks before it's going to get released. So, so that's why. And so if there is significant news, we'll be back next week to discuss it, of course, right? We never miss anything significant. All right. Thanks, everybody. Keep on rocking. Be in touch. We'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. Oh, that was disrespectful. That was totally disrespectful.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. You can subscribe or download the podcast wherever podcasts are available or from our website, willsband.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.